This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Welcome to Ihlanganane Midday Show if you have just joined us. And we are joined by one of MUT's students' very favorite departments, which is Cooperative Education. Bakhona bala a studio. We've got Dr. Nofemela as well as Mrs. Hlubi, who is a job placement officer. Khonalapha gakho-op kentiyena. Dr. Nofemela is Cooperative Education Directorate Director, which means Director wa khona we department. Doc, thank you so much for joining us on the MUT Radio. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you. Thank you. Kumnandi ukubala.
Bulisa nje kubaphulaphuli MUT Radio. Yeah.
Good afternoon. Oh, is it still morning?
Still
good morning.
Morning. Yeah.
Good morning to MUT Radio listeners. We are hoping that also we have some employer partners that are tuning in as well. So welcome to everybody.
Also do have Mrs. Hlubi, who is a job placement officer khonalapha ku department yaka co-op. Ms. Asikubulisa sikwamukele ku MUT Radio.
Thank you, Awetu. Siyabonga ukuba la. Hopefully our students alalele nama stakeholders, it's our employers, alalele as well. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for joining us. I definitely balalele ngiyazi. Kakhulukazi because basemakhaya barelaxile kumnandi. Firstly, asiqale before we go to Iwill Imbizo, because we know ukuthi we are speaking about Iwill Imbizo today. But let's just firstly mhlambe sikhumbuze nomlalelo ongazi ukuthi masikhuluma ngo Department of Cooperative, ngihlezi ngihluleka ukubiza the correct word for department. It's Cooperative
education.
Yes. Benzani AMUT.
All right. Department of Cooperative Education. Sine oversight over work integrated learning across institution. Sibhekelela ama stakeholders where to those are people aba employer ama students where to those are people who fund ama students where to for ama sitters. But we also prepare ama students for the real world of work. So e-work readiness training yenzeka within e-department yetu. We also arrange ama interviews for ama students where to.
And
we also keep a database.
Oh wow.
Yes, CVs is our students.
So meaning umuntu like me who has been part of the program, I was uphinda buye fancy.
As a graduate.
No. As in like if nsengena nginikeza that chance ukuthi ngiye kwi organization ethile and be part of that organization for Iwill. Can I come back futhi if sengiqedile ilukhuza? This is just a personal question.
You can actually once you qede Iwill ngithi you are graduate.
Yes.
You now move from being a student to a graduate.
Yes.
You bring us a new CV because now usu inqonqonqoko yabona usu graduate. So you bring in a CV a graduate.
So, Mrs. Hlubi, mhlambe, if you can estimate, you might not have a number correct. How many students, since you guys started, have been part of this program? Esinwasizile ukuwaplacea kuma companies.
Wow, that's a very hard question. No, I really can't tell you the number because Imangosuthu has been in existence for how many years now?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So cooperative education have started
about
1990 something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how many years. But mina, I came to MUT in 2012.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm sure a lot of students in
those
places.
So what you can do, you can look at all the graduates that MUT has have. Because most of the graduates, they can't graduate without having the work integrated learning.
Yes.
Those, especially the engineering and some of the science department and management. So all those graduates have come through us.
Mm.
So really, I don't have the numbers,
It's
a lot.
I know
it's a lot of students
that have benefited from that department.
Sorry, but you can say that in any 1 year, we don't have less than 1,800 students out in industry.
Yo, the department is really working. Thank you so much. Siyabonga kakhulu. Now let's speak about Iwill Imbizo. If you can briefly tell us more about Iwill Imbizo. What is Iwill Imbizo?
All right, eWill Imbizo, the full name is Work Integrated Learning Imbizo.
Okay.
It's really an engagement between MUT and our stakeholders way to outside. So we invite employers of our students and graduates. We invite SETAs because SETAs help us to fund our stipends. Internally, we invite lecturers, we invite heads of departments, we invite deans, because we're going to be having a discussion around work integrated learning issues. So my employers will be telling us what is it that they are unhappy about our students, what is it that they are happy about. So that is what Imbizo is about. We then take younger that information and feed it back to our academic departments for improvement.
And what motivates a department to actually host such events?
Okay, mainly we want to keep in touch with all our stakeholders.
Yes.
We want to ensure that each company that we've worked with, we don't have a situation where we say we've been working with a certain company, but we don't work with them anymore.
Mm.
No, we want to keep in touch. We want to know if they are happy with us, if they are happy with our students. If they are not happy, what is it that they're not happy with? What is it that we can do? What is it that we're doing well and what is it that we're not doing well? At any given year, we'll have Imbizo. Whatever the issues or the challenges that we have,
yes,
we'll go through that. And then the following year, we'll come back and report on whatever that was raised. What is it that we've done out of that? So it's a continuous thing.
And I'm sure I've had stories of students and organizations because when you are entering a work space, when they ask you, good to know, please photocopy, do ama copies, and then you're like, no, I'm not here for that. Have you encountered some of the situations, some complaints from organizations with those issues?
No, definitely we have. Sometimes students, they go there and they forget that they are not representing themselves only, but they are representing EMUT as a brand.
Mm.
So we don't want to have a situation where a company say, you know, I'm a student, I say mango suit. Oh, good, no good.
Yes,
just because one student have
one
done
person.
Wrong.
Mm.
So we want to make sure those kind of thing doesn't happen. We want to work with MUT, and even if after so many years, even if we've left Mangosuthu, we left and maybe we're retired.
Yeah.
We are the grannies.
Yeah.
We want to be proud of the brand that we were part of.
Mm.
So we want to ensure that as a brand, everything works well.
0681608832. If you have just joined us, welcome on the MUT Radio. We're speaking with Dr. Nofemela and Mrs. Hlubi, who are from the Department of Cooperative Education. So now, how do employers benefit from eWill Imbizo, Doc?
Well, as I said, it is an engagement.
Mm.
So employers benefit by knowing that, one, they are part of a very important program, that their voice within the institution is heard. And a major benefit is that they get students whose preparation has been improved. Because remember, as Mrs. Hlubi just said, in 1 year, they tell us what is wrong. We go back, we look at the report, and we correct that.
Mm.
We put in an improvement plan. So eventually, the student that goes to industry is a student that has improved. Maybe I can give you an example. Previously, in 1 year, the employers had said, your students don't understand protocols within the world of work.
Mm.
We came back and we designed a work readiness program that includes teaching the students about organizational protocols.
Mm.
Now, they now get a student who now understands that.
Mm. Now, that is very interesting. So you do engage with students as well who are work integrated learning. Do you like have communication with them from time to time to of how good by Patekanjan Klampe emsebenzini? Do you have those programs as kanjalo ukuthi, no, guys, come back, let's speak about indlela yokuyiphatha emsebenzini. Do you host ama programs akanjalo?
We don't host programs that bring them back, but every year when they come back from industry, there is a, they do a reflection in their logbook. So they would tell us, you know, their experiences, but also in the logbook, the employer also reflects on what they had experienced. So as much as we prepare them before they go, up to now, we have not had that opportunity. But watch this space.
Okay, watch the space. Now, let's talk about some of the stakeholders, stakeholder sectors that are represented to the Wheel Imbizo, and what are they contributing to the community of EMUT?
Okay. Well, although Imbizo is in Durban, we have companies from all over. So I can safely say that abantu aba attendayo, they're not only from KZN or from Devon. They are coming from all over South Africa. So it means they see the value of being part of what we're doing. And then they fly and they come in and they spend a day or two, you know. And the companies that we have, they also represent all the faculties. What we do, we make sure that we speak to our Wheel coordinators as well, and we ask them to please give us the contact details, whoever company they want us to invite. So every department is represented. All the faculties are represented as well.
I like what you're saying, because most students or anyone would assume that it's only for students about engineering only. Not only that, you also represent or companies that caters for other faculties like natural science as well as the management science.
Definitely.
Okay, that's great. What do you hope to achieve by hosting such events?
All right. These events are part of our employer engagement program. And as an institution, you are required to have that kind of program, particularly an institution that offers programs that are vocational in nature. You cannot be a University of Technology and be standing alone there and employers on the far end of the room. So this type of event brings these two parties together. What is exciting about this year's program is that we're also having companies that had that were recipients of the Vice Chancellor's 10-year Excellence Award in Wheel in 2022. They're going to be sharing with the rest of the delegates what is it that makes them stand out. What are the programs that they have in terms of inducting the students? How do they navigate, you know, student placement? How do they navigate? In fact, how are they even able to offer employment beyond work integrated learning? So we're looking at that kind of program tomorrow. We're also having Thursday. We're also having CETAS as a panel. They'll be sharing with the delegates as well how the CETA work, CETA space works. So we're hoping that our delegates, being employers and being representatives of industry as well, will understand how CETAs operate. There's another benefit for our employers, because now we're bringing in CETAs that can talk to them about and answer some of the questions that they have with respect to training and development.
Speaking of delegates, what can they look forward to in this event? I'm a delegate, Swain.
Part of what she's already said is to have a chance to talk to the CETAs.
Oh, yes.
As companies, they deal with different CETAs as well. So they will have the CETA people sitting there. They will be able to ask questions. They will be able to have clarity on certain things.
Now, if you have just joined us, we are speaking to Dr. Nofemela as well as Mrs. Hlubi from the Department of Cooperative Education. Now, go to the 2023 MUT Wheel Imbizo is an annual event which we hold in the second semester of September. As a university, MUT offers career-oriented academic programs and value engagement with our students' host employers. The annual Wheel Imbizo enables us to reflect on the MUT Wheel practices and to collectively explore ways in which we could improve. Wheel Imbizo offers opportunities to improve on our practices by reporting back on the issues which were raised on the previous year. As usual, MUT Radio will be covering all the action live as it happens on the day. MUT Radio, shape and own the future. Now let's speak about when is the event taking place? Because I'm sure now everyone that usezwile, they are excited to attend ukuthi izobe kuphi le will imbizo.
So the Will Imbizo will be on Thursday, this coming Thursday.
Oh, yes.
It will be at the Coastlands in Musgrave, Coastland Hotel in Musgrave on Thursday.
On Thursday.
Yes. And can I just add one more thing?
Yes.
When we started with Will Imbizo, we started with about 100 people. Those were the employers and some of us as MUT staff. Mm. As of today, we've got about 170 people that are attending. We could have even more, but we had to stop the numbers because, you know, we can't have, you know, too many
too
people.
Too many people, yeah.
Because, you know, of
the
venue.
Yeah.
Yes. But I can safely say by next year we'll be looking at something like 200, which means MUT must give us a lot of money for these events.
But I heard the departments get like the most. No, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. We're looking forward to the event on Thursday. Siyabonga kakhulu for joining us with MUT Radio.
Thank you so much. It's been nice being here.
Siyabonga kakhulu, Doc. That was Dr. Nofemela as well as Mrs. Hlubi from
This is an MUT Radio podcast.